ladies and gentlemen, with my co-host, the great captain, Robert Cornicelli. Bill Monsouris is well in-house. And the great captain, of course, with his 21 years of service, 8 in the Navy, 13 in the United States Army. And let's not ever forget about the incredible organization he presides over, and that is Veterans for a More Responsive Government. I don't know where we would be without it. And we say, well, before we get into that, let's do this. Yeah.
Let me tell you something you already know. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. You, me, or nobody is going to hit as hard as life. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Immortality. Take it. It's yours.
Yeah, I tell you, so true on both fronts. And if that doesn't get you up, because folks, he's right. You know, you got to keep moving. That's how you win. Captain, great to have you. How do you like that little insertion?
I love it.
Great to have you.
That was great, Jay. Great. Great stuff.
Good to have you. Mr. Monsouris, how are you?
Excellent, William. Jay. How are you today?
I am doing phenomenal on a spring-like day for a change right here on Long Island. Captain, you know, so much is going on and everything else, and, you know, I couldn't help, and we'll get into this a little bit later on in this segment, I could not help but to get a little bit of a blip on the screen regarding liver fluke. And I sent you that. I forwarded you some of the stuff yesterday when I got it. I'll tell you, good to see that they're still on it. At least they're still active on it. But very good to see where you have three congressmen. This is why we vote in officials, ladies and gentlemen. Because, you know, we talked about the Vietnam Veterans Liver Fluke Cancer Study Act. And it requires Veterans Affairs, in conjunction with the Centers for Disease Control, to conduct a study to determine the prevalence of this terrible disease. And it was kind of good to see. At least the concentration is there, Captain.
Yeah, Mark, you know, Mark Woolley, his executive director, he sent me this entire bill yesterday as well. And it's good. What gets me about this is you see Garbarino and Zeldin constantly posting this stuff on their Facebook, constantly getting this word out that they're on this. It's great that Tom Suozzi is a co-sponsor, but I wish he'd put it out there more that we do have this problem. Just passing, you know, getting a bill passed through is good, but if you don't let your constituents know that we have veterans suffering from this, and I don't know why they don't want more veterans or more of their constituents to know that veterans are from Vietnam are suffering from this. You know, Lee Zeldin and Andrew Garbarino have no problem letting their constituents know, and their constituents will pressure them to get the stuff done. So it's good in a way, but they have to let their constituents know that in their community, there are veterans suffering and dying from this disease. But great, great work on it. I wish all of our congresspeople on Long Island put their strength into this. It might just get something done. But great job enough for those three.
Yeah. And listen, you know, I've been tough on Suozzi on this thing. We called his office. He was on our show. I remember the day he was on our show way back. You know, he wrote a letter. He sent it to us. But then again, time elapsed. You know what? That's what happens. And I understand there's other things going on in Washington these days. We get it. But this has been a long time. Okay? There's no excuse for this. And when you represent an area that houses more veterans than anybody else in this state, you know what? You better get to it. I mean, that's why we send you to Washington to go over this type of stuff. It's not for time to elapse to the point where people need help here. Okay? Listen, Sergeant Wiggins, when he's on, right? I mean, he gave you a pretty good detail of what's going on with liver fluke. It's a problem, massive problem. We need help. We need funding. We need we need legislation in place to help these people. And the only way to do it, Captain, is to keep at it, to keep talking about it. You know, as you heard the great Stallone in the movie, great, you got to keep moving. You keep moving.
You know, Jay.
That's how you win. And if you let this be dormant as it has been, you will not win. And that's one of the reasons why we have this type of segment. Go ahead, sir.
Wiggins and First Sergeant Welsh have been fighting this fight about liver fluke for years now. Veterans have been dying from this for years now, and it's been thrown under the rug. Corona comes, and I still don't believe 500,000 people died of corona, but all of a sudden, there's this major push, even in the beginning months, to find relief. Yet people from Vietnam, from that era, are dying from liver fluke, and it's a fight to get them to do something. Like, why isn't the same effort put into anything that has to do with someone dying from a disease? Why is it so tough to get liver fluke, which is, the population is tiny, the care they need, yet they have a vaccine with, under the Trump administration in less than a year? Like, why is that effort not put into finding a cure to liver fluke? These bills are great, but there's no outcome. I mean, it's wonderful that they did this, but what's the outcome? Are we going to have that effort, that corona effort? Maybe we could save some veterans?
And, for those who are wondering, liver fluke, if you're listening to the segment for the first time, we've spoken about liver, but it was the first time. Liver fluke was a parasite that has infected so many of our veterans, especially our service members who were deployed back in the day to Southeast and Eastern Asia. And a lot of these individuals were carrying this type of parasite, commonly known as liver fluke, which in several instances has led to the contraction of very serious life-threatening health conditions, you know, such as your bile duct, bile duct cancer we've heard about, and all kinds of disease regarding the liver. And, listen, and that's why we owe so much to finding out about liver fluke and what our representatives can do to help these individuals. And that's what it's all about. So we need action here. It's not just words anymore. We need action because this thing has been tied up too long. Go ahead.
And we learned, and people suffering from cancer should really be upset. We learned that the government, if it pools its resources and focuses, they could come up with solutions quite rapidly. They did it with corona. Get these guys a vaccine. It could be done in less than a year. If Lee Zeldin, and you could read his words here, I mean, if he wrote this himself, and I'm sure he did, he says he's deeply concerned. Garbarino says, I'm deeply concerned. When Trump was deeply concerned, we had a vaccine. We should have a vaccine within a year for this. And that's what we really should be pushing, right?
And I'm working on something else I actually should have spoken to you about, because I had another individual contact me about the VA Farm Medical Program, known as the FMP. And we are shedding a lot of light now about plenty of deficiencies with a program, now more than ever, by the way, adversely affecting and jeopardizing the lives, of roughly 55,000, give or take, veterans living abroad right now that utilize this program, this FMP, along with the tens of thousands more who do not currently utilize it. And we're talking about reimbursing, Captain and Bill, disabled veterans living abroad for non-service-connected care through this program. And, of course, we're talking about a lot of these individuals just can't get the COVID testing abroad and treatment paid for by the FMP while they are still abroad. And we're trying to help through this phenomenal individual who brought it to my attention. We're trying to help, get this thing more light on it. So, it just amplifies the fact that you know, we forget about our veterans, you know. And not only our veterans living here, but also living around the world who need help from programs. And that's why you need a tremendous individual who will oversee this stuff. And, you know, Wilkie has been, you know, listen, he's been there, but he hasn't been there. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we need guys and or gals to help man the controls here so that we handle these types of deals the right way. I mean, that's the bottom line, Cap.
And it comes from the top. If the Biden administration doesn't put pressure on his secretaries to get things done or to focus on things, they're not going to. If their focus is going to be on health and human services and, you know, people getting gender surgery in the military rather than, you know, fixing a VA, we're never going to get this done. Jay, I want to read something that's pretty funny. It's not funny. I called the VA. I had to make an appointment on February 19th. I called 17 times, right? 17 times, busy signal. This is at the VA, and they have a switchboard. That's insane. Then I get through. So I started at 1:35 in the afternoon on February 19th. By 2:43, so you talk about almost an hour and 10 minutes later, I get through. Take a guess how long I was on hold. 47 minutes before someone picked up. And that's just a switchboard. Now the switchboard picks up and transfers me to whatever department it is. I was going for OEF, OIF. And then you're on the hold there. I actually had to call the assistant director for OEF, OIF on her cell phone and say, like, what? I mean, does anybody work there? We're understaffed. 47 minutes. Imagine if that was someone who's having like a little bit of a problem with PTSD or in pain. Like, you just don't go to your veterans don't use the emergency room when they're in pain. They want to know that they call their provider up in, let's say, the fourth floor.
Yeah.
And someone's going to listen to them and tell them what, you know, what they should do. Yet it took 2 hours to actually get somebody.
Listen, I got one for you too. And I told you I was going to do this. You know, I've been calling Northport because I'm trying to get the interim director on this program during our segment. Or another day. Listen, whatever's easier. So I myself experience what you experience, okay? So you make a whole bunch of calls. We're talking about the Northport VA folks. You make a bunch of calls. The machines pick up and blah, 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 okay? I leave a message who I am, and I get a call back, okay? I finally get a call back from the communications guy, the public relations guy, the head guy there. So I tell him who I am, and I'm looking to get the director on to give us kind of an update, okay? Now, I'm going back now, okay? Today is what? February, I don't even know what day it is. It's February 24th, okay? So this is now, I'm going into 4 weeks. 4 weeks. Folks, it's about transparency at this point in time, okay? You've never gotten that from this VA medical. You've never gotten it, okay? Never. With all that has gone awry there, Bill Machida, Scott, you know his name, one of the directors. There's been so many directors, I can't name them all. It's unbelievable. The point I'm trying to make here is I'm in my fourth week of trying to get an answer back. I don't understand people. Come on and tell us in real time what is happening with the medical center already. We deserve to know. Our veterans need to know. You can't hide anymore. You can't sweep anymore under the rug. And I go back to those surgical units when Machida was in charge, and we exposed him on this program in June 2016. The fact that he never alerted Congress what was going on with those surgical units and had to be closed down, and they had to send patients to other areas to get operated on. I go back way back to that day. Okay? So when does transparency take center stage? Not when?
It never does in bureaucratic environments. You'll never see someone get fired when they're at the level of, let's say, a VISN director. And you know who's always my target is McEnany, the VISN 2 director. Don't you think you'd be fired if every single director of a VA that you hired left? Doesn't it show you don't have the skill set to hire competent people? Yet she still sits there while this VA has a turnover of directors every year or two. Now, the Building 11 extended Beacon House's contract, right? Why aren't they in there operating? They extended their contract. They should be in there.
No sense.
Operating, getting veterans out of these homes, out in the street, and back on campus where they don't have to sit on a bus or in a van for an hour to get to care. If someone, challenges your contract, let them challenge it for the year or two. But let Beacon House operate. Why shut everything down because somebody wants a contract and think it's due to them? So that building is still empty, even though the contract has been extended through September 21.
11?
Yeah.
So has there been any progress there, though?
Other than the third challenge by the same guy, the same spineless coward that keeps challenging it, it was thrown out. They're still not in there. They're still not operating. And this guy's going to challenge it again, which is going to hold it up. Now, we should definitely call Mark Woolley from Zeldin's office and Dana Durso from Garbarino's office and say, hey, listen, we want that building open. That should be a nice project for us.
Listen, Cap, you know, it comes down to always transparency. There's nothing there. You don't get any information. It's a disgrace. When you call up and voicemails pick up, they never call you back on time. You're right. Somebody who is suffering needs help right then and there. Needs someone to talk to. What do you think? Those folks are going to wait on hold 47 minutes?
Yeah. Imagine
that can't happen anymore. How long have we been talking about this? How long?
What do you think the director of the VA would do if he called one of his departments and he was on hold for 47 minutes?
I'll tell you one thing. They're listening right now. They know what I'm talking about here. Okay? I'm not going to give the guy's name who I spoke to. You can look him up. It's unacceptable at this point in time. It's unacceptable that we're talking about liver fluke. Still, with no enactment. It's unacceptable. And you hope Elise Zeldin, who, by the way, he's on the Veteran Advisory Board, correct?
Well, and this is why you have to love Lee Zeldin. And I love the guy because he takes care of veterans. I have no political affiliation with him. I don't go out to dinner with him. But the guy creates a veteran advisory board. I'll read it. 45 members of men and women who are all service connected, either directly by providing services or who are just veterans who served and want to provide their knowledge on what veterans want and need to improve their health care, and quality of life, right? So 47, I think the first Zoom call is next week. He creates this advisory board and immediately has a meeting.
Yeah,
that's action.
Well, that's what you need from guys who we elect, who are veterans, by the way.
Yeah, but they care.
And they care, exactly. And Zeldin has always cared, you know. And he needs to get more involved. He will be based on this board, you know, based on being on this board now. He will. He'll have even more input, you know, the way I see it. So, listen, we got to keep at it. Transparency. We're trying to get Dr. Sanchez on. They're very guarded, always have been very guarded regarding their centers, the center. Always. It's too much. You know, it's like Fort Knox trying to get information out. It's ridiculous. Yeah, you know, I always go back to the day in which we had Chuck Schumer there. You know, I mean, they're great photo ops, right? When people that we elect in high posts, you know, they vie for the photo ops. Okay, but nothing is ever done. And that's why you have to hold feet to fire and get these guys out of office, please. They're not performing. Get them out. We have term limits for these guys. You know what they are? It's called Election Day. If they don't do the job, you get them out and put in a replacement.
You know, you notice that doesn't work, though. It hasn't worked in God knows how long.
It does.
I don't know. A lot of people are losing faith in the election system because the same do-nothings stay there 30, 40. I mean, not to pick on Joe Biden, but he's been there 47 years. I mean, where's the young people?
Don't get me started on Biden, please.
We're the young people.
But it does work, and I'll give you a prime example locally here. What happened to Monica Martinez in the third senatorial? What happened? Right?
I'll tell you what happened. Well, let's
bail
see if
reform
we agree.
And everything else. Bail reform and everything else shook up that district with that leadership post. And that's why you have an Alexis Wyke in there right now. Okay? So, in essence, it works. Captain, it works.
I don't know, Jay. I don't know.
But
I don't
you
know.
You need more of a slate as far as consistency is concerned regarding that. Okay? You need more of a template.
I think the defund police movement and the fact that the PBAs got heavily involved last year, I don't know if that district would have changed had it not been for that. There was heavy involvement from the defend police side, and we just can't have one issue be the thing that changes things around here. It's got to be people getting that involved, like they did last year with defund the police, all the time. Like this issue right here, there should be thousands in the street.
Well, listen, we got to keep talking about it, discussion. And by the way, don't feel bad for Monica Martinez. She took a job as an assistant deputy in the Parks Department. Don't cry tears, folks.
Oh, I'm not crying
tears. She's still making about $120K a year.
Yeah,
gives you an idea. Gives you an idea of where we are still at. Wonder why we have so many fiscal issues here? You know why? Okay.
Patronage.
Do the math. Yeah, do the math.
Jay, we got an event coming up.
Talk to me.
We have the St. Patrick's Day Dinner for Homeless Veterans. Wednesday, 17th of March, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. To 12 p.m. Now, our good friend Tommy O'Grady has always sponsored that event, but he sponsors every event, and I feel bad. So if anyone out there is looking to sponsor a nice corned beef and cabbage dinner for about 250 homeless veterans in, 29 shelters, Bill, we'll definitely accept your offer. Give Tommy a break. But he will fight to the end to try to do that event.
First off, O'Grady, well, I spoke to you yesterday, by the way. He never needs any bricks. He's indestructible. You know, he's invincible. So he's always going to come through. Even if you don't
now he's Rocky.
Want his help. He's the guy at the beginning that we played.
Yeah.
Remember? So in essence, O'Grady's going to come through again. The Great Tuscany Gourmet Market, by the way. No place better. Right here on the island. So, and that's a good thing. And that's what, March what?
17th.
That's March 17th.
Coming up. Hey, Jay,
one
do you know?
My favorite times. Go ahead.
Congressman Zeldin, to bring him up again, had a flag flown over the Capitol and presented it along with a certificate to Tommy O'Grady about 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's so humble, he never even told me that.
Yeah, he didn't want it. He tried to hide in the back, but we dragged him out.
Jeez.
We put a little path of chicken wings. He came right out. Yeah, so he had a nice flag that flew over the Capitol and a nice proclamation. Bill, as a matter of fact, Bill Manzouris received a proclamation from Assemblyman Durso for all the years. And I feel bad because I never asked. I don't ask people for these things. I never asked for something for him. The guy's been doing this 5-6 years.
Bill, come on. Tell us about that. You know,
I'm a
Bill
slave.
Bill always joins the captain in the assembly. We never hear from Munster. What was that all about, Mr. Mansour?
I was a shock to me. I was totally honored. Got a citation, and I wasn't expecting it. And it just, when he looked at me, I was like, uh-oh. I was behind the camera. I was like, uh-oh. Now I had to get in front of the camera, which I hate. You know that.
Well, you know, it's about time you're recognized, my friend.
I appreciate that.
About time. Bill Mansour, I mean, incredible work he does. Veteran Recovery Coalition. And he will keep doing the job without question. And let's not forget the captain's Veterans for More Responsive Government. Now, by the way, Veteran Recovery Coalition, Captain Cornicelli, it's a 501c3. Is that correct?
Correcto. Yes, it is. And now we're able to. You know, Jay, it was very difficult to try to figure out the tax part of it because when people sponsored the show, I was telling Bill this earlier, it's an advertisement, so they can make that a write-off. The in the ring, I was saying. But if it was a 501c3, then it would be a tax deduction. We didn't want to get anyone in trouble because then they would be hitting it twice. But we finally said, listen, we need to raise a lot of money. Just a simple car repair is a couple thousand dollars. So the 501c3 was the way to go. And we're just looking for some more sponsors so we could start making some money for this coming spring.
Talk to me about In the Ring. How's it going with you? What's the latest?
You know, Jay, the show is amazing. I'm not a professional like you. I'm not an ace like you are. So it takes me like 2 days to put the material together for 1 hour when you do 3 hours a day. But anyway, we're yet to really find that one big sponsor that our vet group would make some money. So we're just basically paying for our airtime, but it'll come. We just have to raise money for these guys and girls. We want to try to do a fishing trip this spring, you know, get a whole bunch of people from the Smithtown Bay Yacht Club to get their boats out, bring maybe one or two veterans on each boat so they can distance themselves and do a fishing trip. But we want to be able to offer, you know, pay for food and a whole bunch of stuff. So we need to raise some money, Jay. It's always about money. It's sad.
No question about it. And send people to a website where they can learn more, my friend.
We are at VeteranRecoveryCoalition.com. Please look us up.
There you go. And very important stuff. And you can hear the captain's great show. And he's really turned into a heck of a broadcaster, I got to tell you. Don't think I don't know that, by the way.
Well, I listen to you 3 hours a day. I have to learn something.
You can hear the great captain. What day now? What day
is it? Every Tuesday, 4:05.
4 to 5. 4 to 5, 4:05 it starts. You can hear the great captain. That's every Tuesday in the ring, and he has some great guests. Great guests. Talks to everybody. He's really done a heck of a job. He really has. You know, a couple of guys. You, Levler, from the Great Union. And they give me credit, but really they have manufactured themselves into top-flight broadcasters. And that's what the great captain is. Sir, I look forward to next Wednesday to have you. So get that agenda rolling. And we have a sponsor back in play with the great Turley, Redmond Rosasco. They're going to be with us. Janet will be Sataramo. One of our guests.
Sergeant yep. Sataramo.
Sergeant Sataramo will be one of our guests. She's leading the way with the great firm who does so much for veterans, the great Turley.
May I say one thing about that, Jay, before you go?
You met?
If any veteran out there is having trouble with their percentages or with the VA, call them. Sergeant Sataramo is one of the greatest attorneys when it comes to getting veterans the benefits they deserve, and it's what they deserve. So don't feel bad that you're trying to get a higher percentage. You deserve it. Call her.
Yep. No question about it. We'll give out the number. We look forward to next Wednesday. You can hear Vets Talk, ladies and gentlemen, twice a month on a Wednesday. It's usually every other Wednesday, kind of the month the way it falls, which is March 3rd next week. So we look forward to that. And some other things as well. So great stuff. Mansouros, come clean next time. When you get an award, I want to know about it.
Yep. You got it.